Peterson Farm Seed is holding their annual field day near Prosper, North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman is at the field day.
We are talking with regional agronomist Kelsey Stumble. Tell us what were some of the highlights here. You guys are doing a trailer tour. So what are some of the things that you're showcasing today?
This tour today is all about adding bushels. It's all about one, identifying problems where people are losing bushels, where they're sacrificing that yield, or some of those enhancements, talking about the biologicals, talking about precision equipment, some of the tests that we're doing with some of that, some of the problems that we've had, but also some of the benefits that we've seen. And then going back to recovering those bushels, bringing things back to basics. What are we doing wrong with our planting date, with our depth, with our population? And what can guys do to take what we're learning here and bring it back to their own farm for their own benefit?
So talking about that planting date, that's something that you went into pretty in depth. Not necessarily a date that anybody's looking at on the calendar, but more so a temperature. Dive into that and the importance of watching for those.
Absolutely. That is hands down our number one problem every year. And unfortunately, it's probably something that we're going to continue to see until we can educate people. We don't want to just look at the calendar. Locally here, the early planting date for insurance for Fargo is April 11th. If you're out planting on April 11th, most of the time you're planting in some pretty cold ground. Your corn is not going to like that. What we're looking for is that 50 degrees. We want to change that mentality from date to temperature. What does the thermometer say? Am I hitting that 50 degree mark? Because at that 50 degrees, your corn is going to be happy.
We also drove by the wheat program that you guys have here. Most of it, of course, is off the field already. But what are some of the things that you're looking at there?
We've got 22 different varieties in our wheat replicated program that we're looking at to potentially bring to us. Many people would have already heard about Buns, our fantastic wheat variety. It's done very well this year and the past 5 years. And we're just looking for those other options to maybe bring in to round out our wheat program, as well as compare it to many other competitors and really round out our selection.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Kelsey Stumble, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.